Radio Daily for Weekend Eve. It's May 26, 2016. Oh my goodness, that's the last one of these for this month. That's crazy. Crazy upside your head. Hi there, we're the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those fun things. The guy over there who's making a difference in life, in love, well, in life, it's Saucy.
That's right. He can be taught.
Good man. Hi there. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Podcasting's Shaft.
You're damn right. What happened, yo?
I took Shaft a little differently.
Ha! You've got to see more
1676.
Movies.
1676. Antony Van Leeuwenhoek really uses his own homemade microscopes from his own handmade lenses to observe water running off a roof during a heavy rainstorm.
The cool thing about that, though, is he realized that bacteria did not fall from the heavens in the rain, that it somehow had to get mixed into it once it hit the ground, which back then was amazing. 1874, Thomas Edison has issued a patent for a device concerning automatic telegraphy and in perforators, therefore, with printed messages on paper.
1927, the Ford Motor Company manufactures its 15 millionth Model T automobile.
1931, a microfilm camera is patented by New York City banker George L. McCarthy.
1955, live news coverage of the general election in the United Kingdom becomes the largest television production in the history of the UK.
1981, after a seven-year wait, Satya Pal Asija becomes the first person in the United States to receive a patent on computer software when he was awarded one for his program Swift Answer, Special Word Index Full Text Alphanumeric Storage with Easy Retrieval.
1994, Midway releases Mortal Kombat for the Sega CD in the U.S.
Sega CD! 1995, Sony Pictures releases the cyberpunk film and the classic Johnny Mnemonic starring Keanu Reeves, Ice-T, and a talking dolphin.
2002, the Mars Odyssey finds signs of huge water ice deposits on the planet Mars.
2008, the Mininova BitTorrent website announces it has officially served its 5 billionth torrent. It announces that the Dutch anti-piracy organization Breen had announced that it would bring a lawsuit against the site. Birthdays?
Matt Stone is 45 from Cannibal the Musical, Orgasmo, and South Park.
Trey and Matt, baby. Helena Bonham Carter is 50 from The King's Speech, Alice in Wonderland, Bellatrix, and Harry Potter.
Bobcat Goldthwait is 54 from Police Academy, Shakes the Clown, and Capital Critters.
Doug Hutchinson is 56, Toombs on X-Files, Percy in Green Mile, and he was in Punisher Warzone.
Margaret Collin is 58, Eleanor on Gossip Girl.
Philip Michael Thomas is 67, Rico Tubbs on Miami Vice.
Pam Grier is 67, Scream Blackula Scream, Foxy Brown, Coffee, Jackie Brown, and Smallville.
She was on Smallville for a bit. 1907, no longer with us, of course, would be the great John Wayne from Sands of Iwo Jima, True Grit, The Shootist, and of course, The Conqueror, where he played Genghis Khan.
There were so many movies. 1912, Jay Silverhill's Tonto on the Lone Ranger.
1913, Peter Cushing from Hammer's Dracula and Frankenstein, Grand Moff Tarkin in Star Wars, and he played Doctor Who in two theatrical films that are nothing like the character you know.
Interesting. 1923, James Arness, Gunsmoke, How the West Was Won, and The Thing and The Thing.
1951, Sally Ride, the first American woman in space. Should be a TV show.
Tonight on ABC, new episode of 500 Questions. It's the premiere.
Yeah, Ken Jennings is there. CBS with a new episode of Rush Hour. It's canceled, so watch them while you can.
On NBC, new episode of Strong and Red Nose Day.
On Fox, it's a new episode of Bones and American Girl. American Grid. I'm kidding you. There's not an American Girl show.
Finale of 60 Days In on Andy.
On the CW, it's a rerun of Legends of Tomorrow.
Freeform has Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Starring Freddie Highmore as Charlie. Starring Norman Bates as... Yeah, there you go. A&E. No, AMC. Con Air. That's what I'm trying to say. They look so close together.
Right. River Monsters, Monster Size Special, new episode on Animal Planet.
Cartoon Network has a new episode of Adventure Time.
Ooh. Wild on Cinemax.
Comedy Central, new Inside Amy Schumer.
Tonight on Discovery Channel, new Naked and Afraid pop-up edition.
Pop. FX is showing The Wolverine, followed by a new episode of Archer.
Die Hard 2 on Encore.
FXX, The Simpsons, Homer prevents a meltdown at the plant, and Bart's Comet. That's a good episode.
All the way on HBO.
IFC will be showing a Tremors marathon. All the movies, even the ones you don't want to see.
New episode of Mountain Men on History Channel.
BBC America with a new episode of Orphan Black.
48 Hours on ID, new episode on ID.
Spike TV for Guys, lip sync battle. It'll be CeeLo versus Russell Peters.
Interesting.
Big battle.
U-571 on Showtime.
Well, U-571 even. Turner Classic Movies, The Abominable Dr. Fibes, a great movie with Vincent Price.
Tonight on Starz, Fever Pitch.
But tonight we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network, because while staying at her sister's home, a young college professor meets her troubled and dangerous tenant. Eric Roberts and Vivica A. Fox star in The Wrong Roommate.
No blasted letters today!
Oops, she shucky dang darn and all that fun stuff. So no, there's no letters today, but that's fine. That'll give us plenty of time to wax philosophical later, because Balticon this weekend means next week we're off, so we'll be doing a little bit extra coming up on the other side. What the hell does that mean? Well, write us and ask us, but we'll tell you in just a moment anyway. If you still want to write us, it's podcast@geekradiodaily.com. Feel free to do that, and we'll talk to you again when we do, which would be tomorrow, actually.
This is Reno Romano.
Hi, this is Stephanie Shea.
This is Bryce Papenbrook.
This is Michael Cinternicholas.
Hi, it's Debbie Derryberry.
This is DC Douglas.
Hey, I'm Paulie Schreier.
And I'm Jason Narvey.
Hey, this is George Robb.
Hi, this is Tony Oliver.
This is Peter Brian Blix.
This is Kyle Avery.
This is Richard Epcar.
Hi, this is Sonny Strait.
Hi, this is Harris Chung.
This is Scott Sigler. And you are a smart person who is listening to Talk Nerdy to me.
Good news, everyone.
We are your hosts.
Oh my.
Jen.
And.
Oh no.
Jason. And you are listening to the Talk Nerdy to Me podcast. You can find us at talknerdytomepodcast.wordpress.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdytome or on Twitter at nerdytomepodcast.
It's a podcast!
Podcast for you in the morning makes me happy.
This is Scott Sigler, the author of Infected, Contagious, Ancestor, and Nocturnal, and you are listening to Geek Radio Daily. And I will probably be in your bedroom and kill you later.
So, you got that going for you. Welcome to it. It is the Weekend Eve edition of GRD. And if you know what that means, then you know right now that Saucy's going to be doing his Snoopy dance.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
Video games develop hand-eye coordination and make kids into better human beings.
You shotten herring!
You are a scurvy louse. You are a slop bucket. You are a pus sludge.
Why do you have to read that in here? I'm trying to play a game.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Oh, so it's on. What's on today, yo?
Ryan's Adventure, Trouble in the Enchanted Forest for the Wii U.
Poor guy.
Fox.
Dragon Fantasy Book 2 for PlayStation Network and PlayStation 4, Nintendo 3, tons of things. Dragon Fantasy did an homage to, you know, NES-era RPGs, and this one is looking to do Super Nintendo RPG love.
Omnibus Game of the Year Edition for the PC, Mac, and Linux.
Formation Armed F for PlayStation 4. This was a TurboGrafx-16 vertically scrolling shoot-em-up that, you know, used to be the rage.
Star Troopers for the Wii U.
Bam and Jam for the PC. It's a simplistic music puzzle game. Bam and Jam.
Arcade Archives Formation Armed Forces for the PS4.
You sound like you're not sure about that at all.
I'm not.
For PC, Linux, Xbox One, PlayStation, and the Nintendo, The Book of Unwritten Tales 2, the third game in the Unwritten Tales Adventure Series. 2 is the third game.
And Dead Island Definitive Collection for the Xbox One.
And on PlayStation for everything, Odin Sphere Lift Riser. It's an HD remake of the PS2 game Odin Sphere with reworked gameplay and additional content. So you're really getting your money's worth.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, if you listen to this show at all, you know I was a huge fan of Mirror's Edge. Love that game, the first-person perspective parkour action-adventure game. Well, they're finally making a sequel. Yeah, we know about that. But a TV series. What? Yeah. We see Mirror's Edge as a franchise for the global TV audience. EA is making this thing, and they're working on it right now. No idea who's going to star in it. No idea what network. But they're talking about just making this show and presenting it worldwide. So maybe we're looking at some more Netflix or Hulu action. Who knows? Either way, I love this game. I'm excited to see a story set in this crazy, wonderful universe.
So Microsoft acquired Nokia, a Finnish company, but it's decided that they're going to come to abrupt end.
Finished with the company.
They're finished with the company. It really sucks because it's going to cost 1,850 workers their jobs. Of these workers, 1,350 are currently working in Nokia's home country of Finland. A further 500 jobs will be cut at other locations around the globe. Microsoft didn't specify where exactly. With these latest layoffs, Microsoft will have shed nearly 10,000 employees in the wake of the Nokia acquisition. The human cost comes somewhere around $7.5 billion in write-downs last year and another $950 million this year. That really, really, really sucks. And Nokia is such a good phone company. Like, you remember old Nokia phones.
I do.
You could do whatever you want to them. You could throw them against the wall. You could beat
Change
them with
the
a hammer.
Plates.
It didn't matter. They were made to last. It's very sad.
Vinyl has made a comeback, sure, mostly thanks to hipsters and whatever, but that's okay. Because cool things keep happening since vinyl's been back. You can get the Force Awakens soundtrack. And Disney didn't just sit back and go, ah, people have bought these things again. They did something cool with it. For $50, you can buy the Force Awakens soundtrack on vinyl that has 3D holograms etched into them. And of course, you'll have to find just the right angle to watch it. You'll have to find the perfect amount of light. They suggest you use your smartphone's LED flash. But when you get it lined up just perfectly, you get wireframe versions of a TIE fighter and a Millennium Falcon that'll really make you think, oh my God, this record is absolutely worth $50. I'm kind of making fun of it, but holy hell, I want this myself because that's awesome.
So a lot of new vehicles come with backup camera. People are really liking backup camera. I'm sure you could weigh in on that.
Oh,
I love your backup camera. A company has decided to pair smartphones with a Bluetooth device or two that you can put on the back of your car. They screw into the license plate frame. It's called FinSense. FinSense is no ordinary plastic license plate holder. It actually allows you to see behind, well, it's not a camera, but it's a sensor that allows you to see how close you are to objects behind you.
Okay.
And it's cool because it works off of your smartphone, and most people have a smartphone. It's really simple to install. You don't really have to do anything other than put a couple of screws into the faceplate. It's basically, you know how when you get a car from the dealership, it comes with the dealership faceplate?
Yeah.
It's basically, I think, that if you get on with them now, while they're still in the early processes, you can pick it up for $99. If you wait till it hits retail shelves, it's going to retail for about $149.
Oh, well, yeah. Do it now.
Yeah.
Unless you have a backup camera.
Yeah, or you don't care. I don't care.
Well, there's a reason for that. If you're a fan of bad movies, got some sad news for you. Joe Fleischer has passed away at age 62. What name? Who are you talking about? Well, he is a Troma movie star. In fact, he was billed as Troma's biggest action star by Uncle Lloyd, Lloyd Kaufman. He died at a medical center in the Bronx. I mean, this guy suffered from morbid obesity and congestive heart failure that likely led to a heart attack and his death. But this man was in so many movies. In fact, he was in real movies. He saw him in Woody Allen's Radio Days. But Troma's War, The Toxic Avengers 2 and 3, Sergeant Kabuki Man, Tromeo and Juliet, The Immortal Poltergeist, Night of the Chicken Dead. If you've ever seen a Troma film, you've seen this gentleman in it. He was always very entertaining, and it's going to be a damn shame to not find him in another bad movie again. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, 96.3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Sing, dance, and do the instant jig and drop us a note all about it. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Pick up the app. It's awesome. If you're at Balticon, come say hi. Do high fives. There'll be prizes at the panel. soon as we find some around here to give away. That's exactly what we're going to do. So, we'll see you in the morning. Get your plans together.
Piss off.
Get off my ship.
Right now, I wish I could crawl in a hole and pull it in after me.
Good night, suckers!
Well, folks, I am out of here.
Finland, Finland, Finland. The country where I want to be, pony trekking or camping, or just watching TV. Finland, Finland, Finland. It's the country for me. You're so near to Russia, so far from Japan, quite a long way from Cairo, lots of miles from Vietnam. Finland, 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 the country where I want to be, eating breakfast or dinner, or snack lunch in the hall. Finland, 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 Finland has it all. Finland has it all.